Okay, here are a few headlines you may not get to see anywhere else. 25% of Arizona coronavirus tests, these are PCR tests, I'm assuming. I hope they're not antibody tests, are coming back positive now. 25% of those tested in Arizona, positive. Michigan Bar, at least 152 coronavirus cases from one bar in Michigan. Researchers are now reporting they're finding neurological damage in four children with coronavirus inflammatory syndrome. I assume that means they are infected with coronavirus. They have new onset neurological symptoms, including encephalopathy, headaches, brainstem and cerebellar signs, muscle weakness, and reduced reflexes. Not good. There's much more. Let me pull up a couple more here from today. As you heard last night, Henry reported that Donald Trump is saying it's going to go away. He just didn't say which decade, but it's going to go away by itself. Now this bothers me. Rockland County, New York, contact tracers are not getting a lot of cooperation from some people. So they're using court subpoenas to force people to talk. This is not good for a variety of reasons. Texas Governor Abbott mandates face masks in most counties in the state. Here's a big story. Coronavirus takes over the world again. It has really begun to run amok for sure. Where's my other story I wanted to see here? Former GOP presidential candidate Kane, has coronavirus. Trump says also, this is, the more you look, the more you find. Trump says the latest jobs numbers prove the U.S. economy is roaring back. What planet is this guy on? 45 million Americans out of work, nearly half the labor force, unprecedented, but the economy is roaring back. I still do think that there's a 50-50 chance Trump will not decide to run and lose. He's going to go down in history already. He doesn't want to wear that mantle as having lost the election, as well as having lost the fight against coronavirus. Herman Cain is hospitalized with coronavirus just days after attending, guess what? Trump's Tulsa rally. Fortunately for Trump, Herman, I wonder if they made Herman sign that hold harmless agreement. Interesting. Rand Paul shreds Tony Fauci for treating Americans like sheep, says to tell Americans the truth about coronavirus. Well, the point is, there's a lot of conflict, a lot of stress, a lot of chaos, and a lot of failure. All right? There you go. Dr. Henry Nyman is back with us tonight, as always. We're following this right on down into the black hole, wherever that leads. Henry, welcome back.
Well, Jeff, it's good to be back. I didn't read what Rand Paul said, but I can imagine. But there are battle lines. Now they're going to blame Fauci for the pandemic. And
listen long enough and you'll hear everything.
It's really turned into the Know Nothing Party. I mean, it's remarkable. They're gonna battle science. Because they can't battle the virus. they're going to go after the scientists that are telling them what the virus is doing.
That's a pretty good way to look at it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what they're doing. They had the deputy attorney general or something in Texas that they... I'm pretty sure it was because their reporting is a little bit uneven, and so you would have days that there would be virtually no cases, and then it would jump back up, and they had asked Fauci about the high when it jumped back up, and he said something to the effect that, you know, it's real hard to interpret when they skip days, because the amount the day after one day was skipped is probably a lot higher because it's got part of the count from the day before. So he was just talking about it technically, and the attorney general there said something like, well, you know, we don't skip anything. You know, he didn't even understand what he was saying. We don't skip anything here. You know, I think I'm just going to skip listening to Anthony Fauci. These guys are idiots. They really don't know what they're talking about.
Well,
if you look at the graph and compare the United States to the rest of the world, we look like complete fools. We've got this virus. Like I said, we're as far away from China as you can get. It didn't start here, but we propagated it here, and we propagated it here better than anybody in the world. Trump did make us number one.
Trump promised.
And it's going through again. Everything is repeating. We're running out of PPEs. We can't do the testing. There's long lines. People can't get the results.
Right.
And we haven't got to the second wave yet. We're still in the first wave. Everybody else is over the first wave. They're waiting for the second wave in the fall. And we're shooting up towards, today was another record. It got up to 56,000 today.
So wow.
56,000 new 4, cases today.
4,000 more than yesterday.
Right. And it's on pace to double in like 2 weeks. So Fauci said we're going to be doing 100,000 a day, and we might get to 100,000 a day by the middle of July. And then it'll double again before the end of July. So we could be up to 200,000 a day before August. And they're going to go and open up the schools. I mean, it's a disaster. It's a total disaster. And what's Trump going to do? Oh, he's going to go celebrate the 4th of July in South Dakota tomorrow, where there's no regulations on social distancing and masks are optional. And the Sioux, who have their Mount Rushmore is on their reservation, because they don't want them coming. They've got a high rate of coronaviruses there. He is just a mobile toxic waste dump. The Pence had to delay his travels earlier this week because there are like, I don't remember what the number was, 3 or 6 X numbers of Secret Service either tested positive for coronavirus or were symptomatic. Now, this is for Pence. This isn't Tulsa. This is another wave of virus through the Secret Service. So, I mean, Trump is literally moving around, you know, boatloads of virus wherever he goes. He loads them up into Air Force One, and he's off and running to a new place to infect another group. I mean, Herman Cain is—he's not tested positive. He's in the hospital. He tested positive on Monday. He went in the hospital on Wednesday.
So what does that suggest?
Quote,
that
unquote, he was resting comfortably.
Yeah, well, I don't know what that means. He must have had some significant symptoms to be admitted.
Right, and he must have had some significant symptoms to be tested, and he was tested on Monday. So he had symptoms last week, which was about a week after his Tulsa rally. So he was at the Tulsa rally. They got pictures of him with the blacks for Trump. I think there were 10 of them. By the time they get done with the rally, there won't be anybody that's walking around. They'll all be hospitalized. They're all sitting together. None of them have any masks and smile for the camera. And
grand old Corona Party, GOVP.
Right, right. Well, in Florida, apparently they are having Corona Party.
I know.
Some contest of the teenagers who are saying who could
they're trying to get infected these kids
first.
To get past
right,
it.
Right. Right. And but anyway, the numbers are increasing dramatically. Florida got up to over 10,000 today. So they broke 10,000. California so far today has got over 7,000. Texas did 8,000 again, 7,915. So those three are doing a lot, but it's not just them. It's all over the place. States that had over 1,000 cases besides those three, Louisiana had 1,300. Georgia had 3,400. Ohio had 1,300. Tennessee had 1,500. North Carolina had 2,600. Arizona had 3,300. Alabama had 1,100. South Carolina had 1,700. And I can give you a list of another 10 or 15 that had 500 or more. So it's throughout the entire country now. And the reason it's throughout the entire country, Fauci went and did an interview with the BBC and said, well, what's going on? I mean, the rest of the world pities the U.S. They can't figure out how a country that was the number one in science, number one leading the country, number one in with their economy, how they can have only one other country has ever reported 50,000 cases in a day, and that was Brazil. So it's Brazil and the U.S. are leading the way in how many people can get infected by the coronavirus in one day. And right now, it looks like it's going to be a race to 100. Who can get 100,000 in a day, Brazil or the U.S.? And it's going to be a close race because Brazil's totally out of control. They've got a Trump wannabe in charge there. And it is just absurd that these numbers are going up in the summertime, in June, going into July. July will be worse than June. So in July, when Trump says it's going to go away in April, and now he's saying it'll just go away. It'll just disappear. Yeah, like he's waiting for a miracle.
Look, I don't, honestly, it's apples and oranges, but honestly, when you listen to Trump, he sounds almost as disconnected from reality as the babbling senile Biden does.
Listen, there is no comparison. Trump is a total fool. He's been a fool his whole life. The only difference is he's got a lot of power.
Well, they're two
now,
totally different types of problems.
And he's got a problem. He's got a problem now. And he can't solve the problem. Because
he can
talk the virus away.
That's pretty clever.
He can say, oh, it's a hoax. Oh, it'll go away. A miracle will happen. Oh, I've got this miracle drug. He's a snake oil salesman. He's always been a snake oil salesman. And now he's got all this power that he can abuse. And he's got a pandemic that he can't touch. Today, did you see his speech today?
I can't watch that crap.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Listen, very, very briefly, and it was rather brief. He was trying to read from his notes. You know, he didn't have the teleprompter, so he had to keep looking down to read the notes. He does a very bad job of reading a teleprompter. He does an even worse job of reading his notes. And then he tries to ad-lib about the virus as he goes along. So he came up with this something to the effect, well, China had the virus early, and they've got it kind of under control. And Europe had the virus early, and they've got it kind of under control. And we got the virus late, and we're getting it under control, and it's like it's got a life of its own, and it's a very bad life, and we're going to get rid of it.
Are you quoting him here? Is that a quote?
That's pretty close.
Paraphrase. All right. Close enough. Yeah.
Paraphrase. That's
you're doing a good Trump imitation, Henry. That's good.
Those were his words. You know, I don't have it right in front of me.
I can't look at this stuff.
Hold on. If you wanted to look at something, this one you have to look at to believe. I wouldn't do it justice. But after he gave these pitiful remarks, abruptly ended. It took zero questions. And then he turned around and he walked, he walked off the stage and he was all hunched over and it was like he was trying to disappear. He was trying to sneak out of the room from the podium. It was pathetic. He was kind of just turn tail and run, but he wasn't running. He was walking. He was hunched over and yeah, everybody was there ready to ask him questions. He didn't even say he's not taking questions. He just turned around and left. and it is pathetic. But and these curves, when you look at these curves and you see, well, Europe went up and the U.S. went up and they had about the same level. And then Europe went down, and they're down to all the European countries combined are reporting about 5,000 new cases a day. And it's flat. You know, it went down and it's been at 5,000 cases a day for a while in that ballpark. And the U.S., it kind of dipped down a little bit. It flattened the curve a month ago or so, and then it started to go up. And now it's looking like a hockey stick. It's going up, you know, it's in the exponential range now. So every day it gets higher. And it's not just the three or four states. It's throughout the country. And so Fauci did his interview with the BBC. And they said, well, why is the U.S. doing so poorly? You know, they seem to be having such a problem. You know, what happened? And he said, well, it's in Europe, they had about 97% of the population had a serious lockdown. And they kept the lockdown on until the level of the virus was significantly reduced. In the U.S., to have a serious lockdown, only about 50% of the U.S. participated in a lockdown that was serious. And with only 50% of the population participating, they never really got it down to any reasonable amount.
Right.
And then they took the controls off, and you took it off with all this virus circulating. And the virus just took off. And now after the fact, they're trying to do something about it. So as you said, you know, Texas is saying masks are mandatory in every county that has, how many states, how many cases do you think you need in the county to require, to meet the requirement for a mask?
In Texas, it's not every county. It's most all the counties. And I don't have an answer for that. I don't know.
20.
One case.
If you've got 20 cases or more in the entire county,
that's it.
A mask outside is required.
Well, in Oregon, where I am, the whole state now, you must wear a mask if you go out and mix with people in any store setting or anything.
Right.
Oh, and here's Trump's immortal statement again, short.
Record highs of new coronavirus cases, President Trump repeated his claim that the pandemic will soon disappear.
I think that at some point that's going to sort of just disappear, I hope.
You still believe so? Disappear?
Well, I do. Yeah, sure, at some point. And I think we're going to have a vaccine very soon, too.
Well, thank you, Donald.
Yeah, well, that was before he did his presentation on the drop
right.
of the cases, and I mean that one it was incoherent. Exactly, it was hard to figure out what he was talking about with the virus having a life on its own, and we're going to have to snuff it out, and there were brush fires. I mean there's record numbers. There's more cases per day now than ever reported. is significantly higher. When the lockdown happened, there were about 35,000 cases a day. Now there's now there's 55,000 cases a day, and it's going up to 100,000. I mean, it's not going to turn around. I mean, there's the 4th of July weekend, and you know, they're putting up signs in Texas. They said, "Stay home, don't go anywhere this weekend." And that was the whole headline of, I don't know, the Houston Chronicle or something, one of the major papers in Texas. That's what they had on their front page, is stay home. And but it's going to get exacerbated. Everybody's not going to stay home. Everybody's not going to be wearing masks. I mean, like I said, the numbers are going up throughout the country. Some places have you know, reimpose the mask. They did that here in Pittsburgh also. Or it might be all of Pennsylvania. That I think it might be Pittsburgh, or it might be Allegheny County, but going outside, you know, anywhere in public, you're supposed to be wearing a mask.
$300 fine in LA County if you get caught without one.
Yeah, I think Texas is $250, there's a shortage of masks. I mean, it's
you know, running out of PPE.
Wear a mask. You have to wear a mask, but you know, don't wear a N95 mask because we don't have enough. We need those for the healthcare workers, and that's what it. They're running out of PPEs. They're running out of test kits. And it's July. We haven't hit the fall wave. This is still the first
wave. We haven't hit the fall influenza wave either. Being set up here for a double knockout.
But we're running out of everything. It's not only they're going to run out of beds, they're not going to have PPEs for the healthcare workers. They're not going to have N95 masks if people want to wear a mask that will prevent the virus.
Do you know what this means?
Them.
This means Donald Trump has had 7 goddamn months, excuse me, to make hundreds of millions of masks for Americans.
Right.
He hadn't done it once again.
And he's got the authority to do it. He can order those made. And it's paper. I mean, it's not. I mean, when you say, "Well, the ventilators, they cost a lot of money.
No, this is not a machine. It's a mask. For God's sake,
this is a paper mask. Okay, and there's no reason that there can't be stockpiles so that everybody in the country can have an N95 mask, not just
Should
the healthcare workers, and he can't do the healthcare workers. And now, when the wave does come in the fall, it's going to be everywhere at once. It's not going to be, well, we got a problem in the Northeast, and now it's, well, now we got a problem in the South. Oh, we've got a little bit of a problem in the West. Oh, it's a little bit higher now in some of these other cities. It's going to be everywhere. And they were talking about replenishing the supplies over the summer.
I'm beyond disgusted.
There's more cases over the summer than any time in the past.
Yeah.
So there's no replenishment going on.
No.
They're not keeping up. They're projecting shortages. They're supposed to be short 30,000 masks. And I think this is a monthly basis. That they anticipate they'll need 360 million and they're only going to be able to make 330 million. So they're going to have a 30 million mass shortfall just for the healthcare workers. It doesn't have anything to do with the rest of the population. It's supposed to wear kerchiefs and scarves, you know, and something else that this cloth that doesn't really keep the virus.
Some people
from
are actually wearing,
well.
Women's, I assume they've been laundered or brand new, women's underwear for masks. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. I've seen pictures. I assume there's some attempted humor there, but It's right. Look, people are, there's no leadership in this country at all. Nothing.
There's not only no leadership, there's no plan. He can order those masks made. He can order PPEs made. He has the authority to basically say, you have to do this. You know, this is, we'll pay you. Here's the contract. You have to make X amount of masks by such and such a date. And he doesn't have to do just one company. He can do 10 companies.
We got 45 million people out of work. They can get their asses down to some company that has set up and start making these things. He could have done it 6 months ago. He did nothing.
Right.
He wears the collar. I still say it's at least 50-50. He's not going to run for re-election. He's going to just say, whatever. He'll give an excuse, and he'll be out. It'll be Pence will step in, Pence and Nikki Haley against whomever. But you wait and see. I don't honestly think the guy is going to stand for re-election. I think he's going to drop out. The polls are in the gutter. He's now turning on Jerry Kushner, blaming Jerry.
Well, he's always got to blame somebody. It's always somebody. And I mean, he just replaced the guy in charge of the East District of New York now. He's getting rid of all the lawyers that have cases against him.
Right.
And so he's trying to clear all that. So that's why he can't drop out. If he drops out, he doesn't have his immunity.
Well, I say it's 50-50.
He's relying upon the fact we'll see.
Pence is sworn in, he can do it. He can do anything.
Maybe that's the deal. He'll work on getting a deal. He'll set down as long as
there'll be a deal made. Don't count on that if he does. I really don't see him. I don't see his ego. Look, it's so obvious. He's going to have his clock cleaned in this election unless some unforeseen off-planet interference occurs. He's lost. Done. That's the way it looks from here.
Well, he's in a difficult position. And it's only going to get worse because
of course.
All of these states in the South that have these record numbers of cases now that are going up dramatically, they're not going to do anything to really get it under control. You know, now they're going to start mandating masks, and people are still going out and about, and you still have people going to parties and going to the beach and doing things at home where they figure that nobody's going to do anything about that. And Trump wants them to go back to work. And there's way too much virus out there to just ignore it. There's too much to trace, so they can't really do contact tracing and quarantining. It's way over the top for that. They're not keeping up with testing. I mean, the Quest and LabCorp have said that they're overwhelmed with the testing and that they're not returning results for like a week or so. And this is who Trump paraded out saying, we got this agreement between, the government and industry, and they're going to step into the void and they're going to do the testing. And there's so many tests to be done because the virus is so widespread now and the numbers are starting to go up throughout the country. And they're trying to get it done through LabCorp and Quest, where they just get the samples and send them off. And they're so backed up that they've got a week delay. So if you got a week delay, that kind of messes up, what you're going to do about it. I mean, theoretically, you're just going to assume you're positive and self-quarantine. It's a lot easier to convince somebody to quarantine if they say, well, you tested positive, than to say, well, we've sent the the sample off and we'll let you know in a week. And then they're thinking, well, you know, X percent, 80% of the people that get tested are negative anyway. I'm not sure if I need to quarantine. I really don't feel that bad. And some of them won't feel bad. They'll be spreading the virus, shedding the virus while they're relatively healthy, especially if they're younger. But it's just a difficult situation. And Herman Cain is going to be the leading edge of what's going to happen from those that went to the Tulsa rally, because this is how long it takes. I mean, he's sounds like he's got a more severe case.
Is he on a vent? Do we know?
Is he on what?
A vent?
No. They said he isn't. They said he's not on a ventilator, and he's resting comfortably in a undisclosed hospital in Atlanta. And that's all that I've seen so far. The story just kind of started this morning. But he's the leading edge of it. Because he's got a serious enough case that he's in the hospital already. Other people are going to have it, and it's not going to be that bad, and they're going to kind of say, well, you know, I don't know if I've really got it or not. Or they're going to say, well, I should get tested, but, you know, I can't spend a day in line at a parking lot. And some of these are basically people are coming early in the morning, and they're closing the line at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, they've already got a whole day's worth of testing in line, and they're telling people, don't bother, you're beyond our limit. There's too many people in front of you. They've got all the slots filled, and that's how long it'll take us all day to process who's already here. You can go home. So even if you've got it and you've got symptoms, it's not necessarily easy for you to get tested. And I don't know where all these people are from, but if they're from Texas, that for sure they're going to have a problem getting tested. Or if they flew in from Florida, or the getting tested in these locations is very difficult because they still don't have enough kits. They still don't have a setup so that you can get tested at the doctor's office. Most of them are set up for you to, you know, go to these, stay in your car and get in line. And they don't have that many tents set up. And so I went through that process. It was pretty slow. And that was here in Pittsburgh when there wasn't a whole lot of activity. You know, had a couple tents set up, and you know, you go there and they give you the swabs, and you put it in your nose and you put it in the tube and give it back, but they wipe everything down in between, and they, you know, have to take everything out and get it ready for you and send it to you, and then you have to collect the sample and send it back to them. So, you know, it takes 5-10 minutes per person. And so they don't get that many people processed, you know, unless they have multiple lanes set up with multiple people. And in this case, they were testing two at a time. You know, they had two tents set up and two cars came. And, you know, it took me about an hour. And there, mine was like at 9 in the morning or so, but it wasn't like there was a line outside the door, you know, down the street, but, it's worse in Texas or Florida. So if you went to these events, there may be a lot of people that are already symptomatic and they can't get tested. If they get tested by these national labs, they don't get their results for a week.
And if they get tested with an antibody test, it's 50-50. And I don't care what they say. They're not 95% correct or accurate. And I've never seen an antibody test come in with that kind of a percentage. 50-50 is fair. That's about it. for an antibody test?
Well, it depends on what the frequency is. If it's high frequency now, it's not that bad. But that's not what they're doing anyway. They're not doing antibody tests. They're mostly doing swabs. And you know, that tells them whether they got the virus. The antibody test, I mean, for Tulsa, for instance, it's too soon for the antibody test. I mean, you won't have IgG yet.
Correct.
You might have IgM. And they're not doing antibody tests. They're doing swabbing.
Well, if you donate blood, Henry, if you donate blood to the Red Cross, they're offering free antibody tests. They're looking for plasma.
Okay. So you can get tested that way. It's still too early from these. It's still too early from these rallies that Trump had.
I mean, oh, the rally, yes. But if you've had it three months ago,
you're going to get another set. You're going to have another set from Phoenix. And now he's going to South Dakota. I don't know.
Mount Rushmore. Unless they blow it up first.
I'm telling you, the tribes told him not to come. They sent him a letter. They said, you know, we've already got too much coronavirus here. And and they've already said that there's no social distancing and that masks are optional. So, you know, Trump's already got a track record, unless he's going to, you know, do a debut of wearing a mask in public for the first time tomorrow, which I don't know, he might do, because he's, you know, he's really not doing well in the polls as far as, you know, pretending that, you know, if he doesn't wear a mask, you know, that's a good sign. And getting other people to model that behavior. Now, if they model it in Texas now, I think it costs them $250 or something. But it's, I don't know what he's going to do, you know, tomorrow. He could surprise everybody and put a mask on and say, I'm just doing the patriotic thing and I went to Mount Rushmore for the fireworks that I didn't insist that they're done in Washington, where, you know, it'd be more crowded and there'd be bigger crowds. But, I mean, I don't know who's even going to be there, because I had heard that they had something like 6,000 RSVPs. But they said they had 1,000,000 for Tulsa. They only got 6,000 people. So, you know, they've got 6,000 instead of 1,000,000.
I don't know. Is that
a
long way out in the middle of nowhere, Henry? Where I don't know how long it takes to get to Mount Rushmore. I've never been up that way. Is it kind of out there?
I would imagine it's out there, because I'm way up on the mountains. So I'm not sure what the access is. You know, I think it's on an Indian reservation. So,
I believe you're right.
So, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, Trump will probably come in with a helicopter. You know, so
yeah.
It won't be an issue. But in the general public, I'm not sure how many people are going to show up there. But I can be fairly certain that if Trump isn't wearing a mask, most of the people are not going to be wearing a mask. And
they'll be outdoors.
Where they're coming from. Although South Dakota doesn't have that many cases, but they're not that low on. I think they're something like 17th or something as far as per 100,000. So it's not like the virus isn't there. It's just that they've had 6,000 cases or something. That's a small number relative to large states, but. Mm-hmm. There's not that many people, so it's still an issue there, mostly because of the processing plants, et cetera.
Every day is something new and zany or crazy or weird or bizarre. Every day, just nonstop, and it's not going to change. It's going to stay this
way.
Well,
no, I know. Well, I don't know what Trump is going to do. I mean, he is trying to avoid talking about the pandemic. He went, I mean, the remarks he made this morning were not in the script. I mean, he kind of threw those in, and you can kind of tell where they're not in the script, because he really stumbles around and trying to get out what he's trying to say, and it comes out kind of jumbled anyway. And, So, you know, there wasn't anything in his prepared remarks on the virus. It was mostly on the recovery, unemployment rate fell to 11%. You think that's good? But I mean, it was mostly just rehires. These were people that had been laid off and were called back. And part of it was because they had all this money to pay, the employees from the package, you know, the government money. So basically that's a major driver of the newly created jobs. There were so many lost that you tack back 10% of it or 15% of it. And all of a sudden you had all these, new jobs, but they were really old jobs. They were just coming back to those jobs. But, the reason there's no telling what's coming next is, like I said, these numbers are going to continue to go up. And in a couple of weeks, the deaths are going to start to go up. And so by mid-July, you know, we could very well be up to 100,000 cases a day. And then the deaths will start to go up. So it'll be up to a couple thousand deaths a day. And those will just make very bad headlines, because it's going to be, you know, affecting most of the country. You know, some of these larger states that have had outbreaks before are kind of creeping up. So they're not going to be as dramatic. They're getting close to 1,000 cases a day versus, you know, 8 to 10 cases in California and Texas and Florida. And Arizona's kind of getting out of control now. And Arizona's already started to see deaths go up. They're setting records on the number of deaths. It's not anything like it was in New York, but I think they're getting close to...
We're headed toward these virtual conventions, too.
80 deaths.
The Democrats, 17th to the 20th of August... It's coming up quickly, and the Republicans, 24 to 27 in August. Jacksonville, August 27th.
The Democrats have been talking about virtual for a while now. I mean, I don't know what you call a while, but for many weeks. I mean, it was clear that whatever was in person was going to be relatively small, and most of the people were going to be attending virtually. But Trump was still talking about going to the Tallahassee. You know, originally it was in Charlotte, then he was going to Tallahassee or wherever. I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen. You know, because it's just going to be a disaster. If it's anything on the scale that he's been talking, trying to get 50,000 people there, I mean, the town hosting it would be crazy. And all the delegates that went there would be crazy too, because it's not really set up to socially distance. And by then, I think the numbers will be in for these other rallies. The people are going to see, well, how many people, you know, got sick at Tulsa, and how many got sick at Phoenix, and how many Secret Service people got sick. So that's all going to come in the next several weeks. You know, if there's high profile people that get infected, individuals, I don't know how easy it's going to be, because a lot of them came from distant places. And so, you know, tracking them down would be a challenge. And yeah, like I said, even getting tested is a challenge. So people could be symptomatic right now, and they might be two more weeks before they even find out they're positive between the time they get tested and then get results.
Jacksonville is now requiring everybody in the city to wear masks indoors. So if Trump goes to Jayville to be formally nominated as the party's standard bearer, They'll all be wearing masks. Even he was supposed to be wearing a mask, but we know what'll happen. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
He'll flaunt the law.
Well, I mean, they're doing it in South Dakota. I mean, that's what they're already saying. They're specifically saying masks are optional. And there's no social distancing requirement. So they're coming out. It's just crazy talk. And that's the reason the U.S. looks so bad. It's not because they look so bad. The reason the U.S. is so bad, that it's simple disease control. This is an infectious disease. If you're standing shoulder to shoulder, you're going to affect other people, even if they're wearing masks. Like I said, the masks keep the virus from going out, you know, 6 to 10 to 20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
The virus still goes out a couple of feet. And so if you're shoulder to shoulder, you can be wearing a mask instead of, you know, infecting 5 rows of people in front of you. You only infect 1 row of people in front of you. But everybody's got somebody standing behind them to infect them. So it's not like anybody's really in the clear. It's just that you're not going to be infected by 5 people. You're only going to be infected by 1, but you're still
right
within range of being infected, even if they're wearing a mask. The mm-hmm. idea that you're putting all these people together mm-hmm. in close proximity and to cheer on the fireworks or the speeches or whatever is planned for the event is just looking for trouble. And they definitely will have found it in Phoenix and Tulsa. It's just a matter of how easy it is going to be to identify how many people got infected. You won't even know how many, but you know, you'll just get some glaring examples. I mean, Herman Cain's already saying, well, I don't know. He's done a lot of traveling, and he was in Phoenix recently. But there's an incubation
period. He's trying to cover, huh?
Yeah.
It doesn't
make any sense because he was tested on Monday. He just went in the hospital on
right.
Wednesday, but he was tested on Monday, and it takes a while to get to develop symptoms, and then it takes a while to decide, well, I really should be tested now. You know, in his case, he probably could get tested fairly quickly. But the idea that, well, 4 or 5 days ago, he was in Arizona, maybe that's how he got infected. You know, it's theoretically possible, but highly unlikely as much. I mean, they showed the picture of it. I mean, nobody was wearing masks. He was sitting mm-hmm. for the picture in close proximity. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. he was probably sitting in close proximity for the whole rally. And
right.
And I'm sure nobody was wearing a mask. And they've already got Pence.
Well, it's Trump is insisting on fireworks at Mount Rushmore and that the conditions are dry, drought. That's one reason the Indians are upset about it. But look, this is going to go off. We know how Trump works. It's going to happen one way or the other. And God only knows what the results will be. Wouldn't be surprised if somebody blows that monument up at some point. They'll have to guard it 24 hours a day for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. But like I say, I'm not sure how accessible it is. I think that, you know, it's not something that you can just drive right up to it and not be obvious, but I don't know for sure. But that's the impression I got. It's not like you know, right next to a city, and it's right there. Yeah.
No, it's definitely out there. So
yeah.
We'll
see. But it's another weekday tomorrow, so I'm sure that there'll be another record. We'll see whether we get up to 60,000. Maybe we get to 100,000 next week. Yeah, it might not take 2 weeks to get up there.
I'm particularly concerned with the CFR as this plays itself out. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, the CFR has got to go up. I mean, one of the stories I sent you about the virus taking over the world is a repeat of the Italian strain. But Fauci mentioned it today. And so now they're talking about this mutation and what it's causing. And it's the same mutation that's been around.
But they're talking about the Italian strain.
The what?
Right? They're talking about the Italian strain.
Correct. Yeah.
They're 3 months, they're 4 months behind Henry and Jeff. They weren't listening.
Right.
Or they were. Right. They didn't want to say it. Whatever.
They didn't want to say it. I mean, it's been very obvious to anybody that kind of just casually looks at what the sequences are. Because they're 90% of the sequences now are the Italian strain. And then they've done these other experiments in the lab that kind of confirmed that it transmits more easily. And that's why they had the explosion in New Jersey and New York. And that's what's going in the South now. These guys are all experiencing the Italian strain and it's taken off like gangbusters. So.
Indeed.
Okay.
Indeed. All right. Thank you.
We'll see if we get up to 60 tomorrow. I'll talk to you then.
Okay.
Take care.
Good night, Henry. All right, there we go. Another 3 hours for you, and we'll come right back at you tomorrow with you and for you tomorrow with more information in 21 hours. Talk to you then.